Federal officials have not disclosed exact numbers, but there is broad reporting about migrants being swept up during recent immigration raids.
It is a scary proposition for tens of thousands of hard-working migrants, especially those.
So, as ICE agents flood New York City looking for dangerous individuals and gang members, they can wind up at pretty much any business. And while an alleged raid at one of Amazon's warehouses was probably shocking to everyone inside, immigrant advocates are outraged, saying workplace raids have nothing to do with deporting the high-level criminals ICE says they're after. Unless, of course, those criminals are doing whatever they can to hide in plain sight.
Exclusive video of federal agents swarming into a Washington Heights building hours after a similar sting in the Bronx.
A couple dozen arrests made in the early morning hours across the city, and that number growing.
It's leading to fear in these communities. It's not only palpable, but it's starting to actually become more and more visible. There have been raids in nearby Newark, New Jersey at a wholesaler fish there. And then we saw most recently a raid at the Bronx Terminal Market. That's a well-known food market.
Antonio and Sarahi own two businesses and employ nearly 30 people, some of whom are also undocumented.
We're entrepreneurs. We're working hard. We don't have any criminal records. We're following the rules. We're making the community a better place, a safe place.
You're sweeping up a lot of them. All illegal entrants. Do you really believe they're the same?
No, absolutely not. And that's why we're prioritizing public safety threats and national security threats. And we have given ICE instructions. When you look for the bad guy and you find others with him, you will arrest them because they're in the country in violation of law.
So an alleged ICE raid took place at an Amazon warehouse with a manager at the facility warning it might not be the last. And even though the news outlet on this says they can't confirm all the details, what nobody in New York wants to admit is that if ICE does go and raid a warehouse and they take dangerous criminals and get them out of the country, they've done everyone in there a favor. Because according to the border czar, ICE doesn't just raid random businesses. And if ICE gets a tip that a criminal is hiding at or being aided by a business, they may locate individuals in the company of that criminal who've got ties to them, are assisting them, and could also be dangerous. And the reason critics are so upset about this is there are over 400,000 people unlawfully living in New York City, many of whom have jobs that these businesses rely on. Leading defenders of illegal immigration to claim ICE's enforcement actions could crash the local economy, as these immigrants are taking jobs Americans refuse to work at. An extreme statement for sure, as one has to wonder if it's possible zero legal New York residents will work in air-conditioned convenience stores, or allegedly at places like Amazon. Especially when a 2022 study revealed 17% of workers under the age of 24 want jobs but can't find them. And that brings us to the real reason why workplace raids are an important part of keeping the country both safe and prosperous, allowing a massive number of people to illegally live in your city and get jobs there just empowers the criminals who connect them with these jobs in the first place. We're talking gang members and the businesses that prey upon these folks, who even though they claim they're making the world a better place, are doing no such thing when they underpay and exploit their workers. Now, of course, it's very hard to blame individual workers for taking jobs that are offered to them if they're here and need to feed themselves. But the businesses hiring these people instead of Americans are preying on their desperate situation, taking advantage of people who have zero workplace protections, like guaranteed minimum wage and labor safety laws. Plus, as you're about to see, when someone gets an illegal job at a legitimate looking business, they're often only able to do it with the help of criminals who've embedded themselves in sanctuary cities. So here we've got a whole bunch of local businesses. Some are part of a larger corporate entity. Others are small independent shops. They might only have one or two locations. And according to the news, some of these independent places have admitted to hiring people who are unlawfully in the country. And some of these individuals have figured out how to get jobs at larger corporate chains that might have a more thorough employment vetting process. And now workers at pretty much every business are on edge, thinking that at any moment ICE agents could walk in the door looking for somebody who's dangerous.
Antonio and Sarahi own their family home. two businesses, this restaurant and the deli at the corner, and employ nearly 30 people, some of whom are also undocumented.
We're entrepreneurs. We're working hard. We don't have any criminal records. We're following the rules. We're making the community a...
So this woman and her husband, they seem like nice, hardworking people, but they're wrong. They're not playing by the rules because it's illegal to hire people off the books. That's a crime, and legitimate businesses don't do that. And not only does hiring people off the books empower criminals, they're not making their community better, because anyone illegally working at their air-conditioned restaurant or convenience store has a job that a law-abiding resident of that community can't have. But before we get into how people might be able to illegally get jobs at a place like Amazon or Target, it's important to understand how any business illegally employing people hurts their community in ways many people don't even realize. Because companies who do this, they don't just take away legitimate jobs from legitimate legal residents of their community, they also deprive legitimate business owners of the opportunity to compete in a fair marketplace. Think about that. How do you open a legitimate restaurant or cafe next to one that's not playing by the rules and has lower labor costs than you do? Your prices are automatically going to be higher than theirs because you pay more for labor than they do. And in a tough economy, whoever's got the lowest prices, they're the ones who are going to win and everybody else is going to lose. And if people are working at a place in an off-the-books manner, they're not benefiting either. Sure, they might have a job, but it exists in the shadows, and these people don't benefit from any of the worker protections which exist to stop predatory businesses from harming their workers in the first place. And living in a country where the laws that protect others don't apply to you is not the American dream. Instead, it just means that you're being taken advantage of.
Worksite enforcement's coming back. No one hires an illegal alien out of goodness or heart. They hire them because they work them harder, pay them less, and undercut the competition as U.S. citizen employees. But most importantly, where do we find most victims of trafficking? Worksites. They have to pay the cartels off. They force them in labor situations, overwork them, abuse them. So,
you know, this is something that many people have never considered. The fact that when ICE raids a business, they find trafficking victims, that totally goes against the narrative that ICE is going into these places and pulling out people who wish they were there and are the happiest they've ever been. Especially when they're only going to businesses based on tips about ongoing criminal activity and the presence of dangerous individuals. They're not going to places where the only thing possibly going wrong are that otherwise law-abiding people are working illegally. And in New York especially, the signs of trafficking are everywhere. Literally, if you go to the bus terminal, a location where many asylum seekers and recent immigrants first arrive, you'll see signs warning people about this, which wouldn't be there if it wasn't a problem. And according to the Border Czar, when businesses do their hiring, they could be bringing people into their company who are trafficking victims, and they might not even know it. Yet that person's entire paycheck ends up getting turned over to the criminals who forced them to take that job in the first place. And where might these criminals find their victims? Well, this report says they're being located in the very shelters that New York City opened to keep people safe. Shelters which are infested with gang members because, as a sanctuary city, we don't do background checks and police are banned from patrolling these places, which just allows the criminals who are smuggling weapons inside to become the de facto law and order standard, doing whatever they want to whoever they want, and nobody can stop them. However, these gangs, they're not just getting people jobs at little mom-and-pop restaurants or convenience stores, they're also helping people get jobs at corporate entities that may have no idea they've just hired somebody illegally.
Migrants being arrested repeatedly on the Mag Mile for retail theft. And once they were interviewed, they explained why.
They were then being able to either buy or trade for Social Security numbers cards or American permanent residency cards. And this story we were getting over and over again.
This is what the migrants were bartering for, fake ID.
So this story is from a Fox affiliate in Chicago, but this same thing is taking place right here in New York. And fake IDs are being sold openly on our streets by gang members, which should be expected in a place that allows massive numbers of people in the country unlawfully to stay here. They're gonna need a way to provide for themselves, and that creates a marketplace for false identification. And where are people getting the money to buy their fake IDs? Well, according to this news report, they shoplift and steal and commit crime, which is such a problem in New York that our state is home to a $4.4 billion shoplifting economy. And when you walk through a store in the city, you'll see most products behind plexiglass. And although this is the obvious result of decriminalizing thefts that are nonviolent and under $1,000 in value, this type of arrangement allows low-level petty thieves to do this as a full-time job, which is why you have so many open-air theft markets throughout the city, where people are just reselling stolen goods on a sidewalk somewhere. But even if a person steals just long enough to get a fake ID so they can work at Amazon or Uber or Target or any business that actually checks, they're gonna need a real ID and a valid social security number. And the way these criminal gangs help people get an ID like that threatens every single person in our entire country. So it's one thing for a person who's in the country illegally to get a job at a place where the owners think that they're doing the world a favor. But it's quite another for that person to get a job at a legitimate looking place like this subway where they check. But in a city with over 400,000 people who aren't supposed to be here needing employment, that's gonna have to happen if everybody wants to work. And because of that, you have a new victim entering the equation when it comes to unlawful employment. And that victim is anyone who has legal work authorization in this country.
This is what the migrants were bartering for, fake IDs, in order to secure employment.
And then the vast majority of them are released.
Nearly 500 fake IDs were uncovered, social security cards, driver's licenses, and American permanent.
So you gotta wonder, where does a gang like this get hundreds of fake IDs? They've got stacks of them and they're all for sale. Now, of course, the IDs could all be bogus, but it's not gonna be good for business if word gets around that they don't help people get jobs. Which means if somebody puts the information on that ID through some sort of database that checks to see if people can actually get jobs, there can't be any errors, which means some of the IDs floating around out there got into the hands of criminals in an illegitimate manner. Now, the way for criminals to get their first few IDs that they sell are to have themselves, friends, or family members recreate a legitimate ID and then sell those IDs to people who kind of look like whoever's on the picture, but that's not gonna work forever. And the fact that there's demand for these things should terrify everyone who's ever been involved in some sort of data breach. If your identity or personal documents have ever leaked, a more sophisticated criminal could use that information to recreate your ID with someone else's picture on it, and then they could sell it an unlimited number of times to an unlimited number of people. This article says a legit driver's license will go for $500. The New York Post found gang members in Queens selling IDs from $80 to $250, some of which were obviously bogus. But what this reveals is that even somebody who is well-meaning for the most part has to subject themselves to the criminal underworld if they want to get a legitimate looking job in this city, or in any city in America for that matter. Even so, there are people out there defending illegal labor practices as being good for the entire country.
Even at my dry cleaner, you know, I went the other day and there was nobody there. And she said, well, I let my employees go down to the protest in Newark. She said, and then she asked me, do you think this is good for the small business community? And I went, well, look at your shop. This is one day. What happens?
Yeah.
When your employees just don't come in, people.
So here's what's going to happen. That business, they're going to be forced to hire legally, and they're going to be forced to play by the rules. When businesses and everybody plays by the rules, the country is better off.
The country is not better off if businesses break the law to get a leg up on their competitors while acting like they are engaging in some noble pursuit that's not at all related to money,
especially when giving those jobs just leads to numbers like this, where 17% of people aged 16 to 24 can't get jobs in New York City.
And these are people who would be willing to work in an air-conditioned business where they can bring their smartphone like a grocery store or a bodega. These are not people who won't work because they refuse to do the jobs that exist. And here's the thing. These businesses, like this dry cleaners mentioned by that news anchor, of course they're not hiring people who they think are victims of trafficking. And they might think they're playing by the rules because so many businesses here don't. And the most maddening thing about all of this is, yes, New York is a sanctuary city, but it's also very progressives. And who do progressives say they're sticking up for? The little guy. They're out there on one hand advocating for the little guy to get higher wages and more protections, but at the same time, they're totally okay with businesses who don't do any of that in the name of open borders. Minimum wage in New York is $16.50 an hour, and ask any progressive, they'll tell you that's too low. And they'll tell you that greedy businesses should be paying more because workers are the most valuable input in any economy. Unless, of course, those workers are
in the country illegally. If that's the case, there is nobody advocating for them to get higher wages or more protections. There's just anger at the fact that ICE is here and might arrest somebody who's a criminal.
And this puts progressives in sanctuary cities in a catch-22. Here they are advocating for policies that disenfranchise workers who they say are already disenfranchised by virtue of their immigration status.
And these unlawful workers, they don't have the one thing legitimate workers have, which protects them. And that is the power to walk away from any business they feel isn't treating them fairly and work somewhere else. That's not possible if the only job you can get is because the people working there are willing to break the law. And this brings up a big question. Are the businesses who are hiring people illegally doing something good? Or are they just doing something that's good for their bottom line at the expense of the rest of society?
And does that empower the very criminals and gang members ICE may have to raid a business to find in the first place? Let me know what you think about that. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.